Welcome to Abundant Retirement with Tony Roberts from A. Roberts Associates. Planning for your financial future means navigating challenges like market volatility, inflation, and retirement income. Abundant Retirement is here to help by addressing common financial concerns, sharing valuable strategies, and exploring ways you can work toward your financial goals. Now, let's get started with Abundant Retirement.
And welcome to today's podcast of Abundant Retirement with me, Tony Roberts. And as always, we're joined by Mr. Tony Shore. And as we enter into this Monday, I hope everyone had a great Easter weekend. And Tony, once again, we are getting the blessings of the volatility of the market. come hell or high water, man. This thing just won't settle itself down and proceed out to glory land for some reason, some way. So, you know, I think we were talking a little bit off air. It seems like every time somebody has a comment about the Fed or China decides to jump up and down or whatever the case may be, it causes the market to start doing some crazy things. So, with, you know, 40 years of being in this business, I've seen it happen several times, and those who don't panic win. But still, it's very tough to look at your current portfolios, or if you're still working, look at your, you know, your TSP values, your 401k. Those are things that cause people to have a little bit of uneasiness and anxiety, and rightfully so. But those are also the reasons why, you know, we are here to you know, give you some guidance and to show you that, hey, look, by properly, you know, diversifying yourself, putting yourself in the right corners and understanding what's going on, not only today, but for you in the future, is very, very important. So with that, Mr. Shore, I'll turn it over to you for a half a second and you can get us started here, my friend.
Well, sure. I mean, you mentioned the market. I made the mistake of pulling up CNBC today, and this is what...
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger, no, Will Robinson.
Okay, maybe it's not
Tony,
that bad.
Tony, you're showing our age here, man. Lost in Space. I mean, that's what, 50 years, maybe 60 years ago.
Lost in Space. What a great show. Bill Mumy, the actor's name was Bill Mumy, who played Will Robinson, and I am a big fan. He's also a musician, so he's put out records. Yeah. And he's been in a lot of other sci-fi shows, but just I don't want to get off base with my geek and nerd. I could nerd out completely.
Oh my gosh.
But we just had a great Easter weekend, but the markets, you're right. I mean, people out there are wondering, Tony, what can I do? How can I avoid this panic? How can I deal with this market? How can I not have to worry about it? And we're going to talk today about one of the key things, the number one thing you can do. So you don't have to, the market doesn't have to worry you about your retirement, and that is, or your investments, and that is work with a financial advisor, a good, trusted financial professional like yourself. And so, and we're not just promoting you. This is a show with tips and strategies for everyone. It's not an infomercial. However, this is what you do. And you need to find a good fiduciary who's going to look out for your best interests and help you get a plan in place so you don't have to worry about market volatility. And I know that's a big part of what you do, but you need to know, what are the traits of a good financial advisor? How do I find a good one? I mean, I'm thinking, I'm not going to name names, but I happen to know a guy, Tony Roberts, that can help everyone. Show's over, right? We'll give your number and then just end the show for the day. But seriously, maybe you're out of the area and you're hearing this or watching it on the internet, or maybe you're concerned, hey, do I have the right person as a financial advisor? So you're going to give us some key traits of a good financial advisor, what they should be doing for you. And one of those things will be helping you be allocated so you don't have to worry about the market, right?
Well, yeah, that I think you've summed it up very, very good there, Tony, from a standpoint that, well, I'll just give you an example. I've got a client that he's a federal employee client. He's been a client of mine for now, 7-8 years. And, you know, the feds have got all these things going on, you know, Vera's they call them the acronyms Queens and Kings, man. They get a new Vera or a new acronym for a new type of retirement every other day. But
there's, you know, Irma, there's Vera. I mean,
you know, there's Vera and Riff and
Sam,
Bisp and
Uncle Sam.
Just, you know, nobody ever wants to tell what it's actually Aunt Irma it is. It's just give them an acronym, let them figure it out.
Yeah,
but you know, his we were talking this morning, and his comment was, you know, what should I do? Should I go ahead and take the new fork in the road, which means he'll get administrative leave pay and through the end of September and then be officially retired? Should he do nothing and hope that he doesn't get axed down the road, which could happen? I mean, everybody, I guess, has got that in the back of their mind. So he's just wanting to look and see what's going on now. And the reason I bring that up is diversification. You know, his managed money portfolio is down about 10% so far this year. Mm-hmm. But when I look at everything overall, because we also got some money that we put into a fixed index annuity, and look at what has gone on since duration or since we, you know, first started working with this client, overall, they're still up about 16%. Even with the dip that we've got going on this year. So again, that proper diversification, knowing what we're trying to outline as far as getting people to retirement. And then once we get them at that threshold of retirement, making sure that we can, you know, live for the next 10, 20, 30 years without taking lifestyle hits and things of that nature are very, very important. So yeah, I think it's a great topic today because I don't know. I guess there's a lot of me's out there. There's a lot of folks hanging shingles saying they can do what we do. But when you start, you know, peeling the onion back a little bit, Tony, sometimes you see they can, and sometimes they can, sometimes they can't. But, you know, number one, do the people that you're going to work with, do they have a fiduciary responsibility, which is the highest level of credibility that we can have as an advisor? And quite simply, being a fiduciary simply means this: we are required to be looking out for our client's best interest any and all times. Whatever we might be suggesting them to as investment strategies, whatever we might be doing in different areas of risk and diversification, there are things like this. Are the people that you're considering working with, do they hold that fiduciary responsibility? And again, are they looking out for your best interest? Foremost and to the point, that's probably the number one checkpoint that you need to know to check off when it comes to that.
Yeah. And you're held to that standard. You're actually audited and held to that standard. You have to keep records of all your correspondence with your clients and the decisions you help them make. If you put them into a buffered index portfolio and into a money market or into the stock market, if you put, say, 70% of their money in the market and the rest of the money in a maybe a fixed index annuity or a cash value life insurance or a CD, or tell them to put X amount in an emergencies fund, that those decisions that you make for that person have to fit their personal needs and goals and be what's in their best interest. If there was something that could have been done that would have been more in their best interest, then you will get flagged and fined for that. And you could get into trouble if you're not acting in your client's best interest behalf.
Yeah, right? Most definitely, Tony. Most definitely. We get audited by the state every 2 years.
Yep.
So every 2 years, the state comes into our offices and basically says, hey, look, we want to see what's happening with you over the last 2 years. We want to see, you know, where you've been advertising. We want to see what you've been saying on shows such as this. And, you know, we've got to keep copies of these shows that we can give back to the state and the auditors for the state to take a look at. But yeah, they hold us to and again, the first one we ever went through several years ago was like, oh my gosh, being audited, because it just, you know, always sort of makes people a little bit uneasy. But, you know, now that we've been through them so many times, we sort of know what they're looking for and what's going to ready to happen and different things like that. But yeah, that's a big thing. And you sort of even touched on, Tony, what I was going to bring up a little bit later on some of the key factors on looking at a good advisor. But again, are they giving you a personalized approach? You know, are they just sitting there saying, hey, look, you're a cookie cutter, and if you've got 300,000 of wealth, then you're going to get this program. If you got $1 million of wealth, you're going to get this program. Tony, everybody's different. Everybody's got different needs. And again, because we are all different, everybody, when they go into retirement, will have a different set of circumstances. I've got people living on five figures of income a year, and I've got other people who need to live on five figures of income a month. They're both happy. It's just their lifestyles just, you know, derive different directions when it comes to things like that. So, being a fiduciary, which means to me also being a professional, is part of what people need to be looking for when they're doing that. Making sure they have strong communication skills. Much like anything else, Tony, I don't know, you've probably been to the doctor, but sometimes doctors or attorneys get talking doctor talk or legal talk, and I'm sitting here like, what did you just say? Can you, you know, I'm not saying dumb it down so Tony can understand it, but, you know, sometimes when we start talking in financialese, our clients get, you know, they just don't understand what we're saying. So again, can we describe and illustrate financial, you know, scenarios and different things like that, and it's simple and plain of English that we can hopefully bring about. And again, so having strong communication skills to be able to explain things in a clear, articulate manner to me is very important. And I think it should be to the people that are out here listening. From things like that.
And consistency. I know you maintain consistent communication, and you're readily available for your clients and people who want to talk to you.
And I mean, you know, something we did a couple of, I don't know, week, 10 days ago, but you know, we're sort of going through this upheaval in the market and stuff like that. So we put together a 3-page letter and got that out to all of our clients and just said, hey, look, this is sort of what's going on. Mm-hmm. Here's what we sort of feel like happening and everything else like that. And then we're talking to several of them, you know, weekly, some of them daily, and others, they're just like, you know, Tony, we've been through things like this before. We think it'll be okay. So again, you know, fiduciary responsibility, strong communication skills, personalized approach. Tony, in my industry, much like any other industry out there, there's several professional designations that I can go out there and achieve above and beyond for, you know, staying significant, being educated properly, staying up to date with a lot of different issues and a lot of things like that. So again, does the person that you're working with have not only the proper licensing and things of that nature, but do they have professional designations that tell them that they are truly a professional? You know, they are investing their time, money into trying and making themselves bigger and better. And that's some of the things that we do as well. So, I think that's important.
It is, because a lot of people out there call themselves financial planners and financial professionals, but they are not necessarily, they're not fiduciaries. They're not CFAs, things like that. So you want to make sure that they are a fiduciary, because if they're not, they're not held to that high standard. And anybody can say I'm a financial professional, but are they? So you have to do your due diligence, meet with them, ask them what certifications they have, how long they've been doing it, references, things like that, right?
Well, it's true. And it always, just a little caveat, it always amazes me those advisors out there who may identify themselves as an advisor, but they use the advisor spelled with ERS at the end versus ORS.
Right.
And I know advisors and advisors sound alike, but there is a huge, huge amount of difference between ORS at the end and ERS at the end. And, if you're wanting to work with somebody with fiduciary responsibility and things like that, then they should be using ORS at the end of advisors and not ERS. So it's a little tidbit. And again, if you weren't in the industry and didn't know about that, you might not even think about it or pick up on it. But
right,
that's it, a huge is something thing. That is out there that I see from time to time people advertising themselves.
Yeah, you want a financial advisor. That's exactly the professional right. level, not advisor. You want exactly more, right. not er. So, exactly right. all right. So, a fiduciary responsibility, strong yep. communication skills, credentials, and experience.
Yeah.
You touched on a personalized approach because everybody, like you said, everybody's risk tolerance and life circumstances are different. Even if two people have the exact same amount saved for retirement, they might have a lot of other factors that are different. Some of what they have for retirement might be in a pension. And this guy over here doesn't have a pension, but he has something else or an IRA instead. So and that changes how you're going to plan. So I like that personal approach. What's next? Yeah. What else should we look for when we're looking for a good financial advisor?
Well, I think the other thing, Tony, is being transparent about who we are. I mean, you know, our managed money side, I mean, we're paid through fees and fee based. So again, being transparent about that, you know, outlining and we're actually required. I mean, we're required to give out ADVs each and every year to our clients and things of that nature, and also to new potential clients. But again, just going through it and saying, hey, look, here's how we get paid. And here's the process by which we get paid. You know, there's a certain amount of clients out there just want to know how much they got to write us a check for ever so often, this, that, and the other. And again, to be able to sit there and say, no, that, you know, our custodians that we use actually go into your accounts and give you an accounting, most of them on a quarterly basis, of saying, you know, this is the fees that are being withdrawn from your accounts to pay the Tonys of the world or the money managers of the world and different things of that nature right there. So again, people, and don't be afraid of it. I mean, people just want to know, hey, look, I'm getting you as a service. I don't expect it to be free. I just want to know. I want to know how much this is going to cost me and how it's going to be paid and different things like that. Conversely, flipping it over to the other side, because again, we sort of have both sides of the house taken care of. You know, we're fee-based on Prosperity Asset Management side, which is our managed money company. And we're commission-driven on A. Roberts & Associates side, when, again, as you mentioned earlier, maybe a fixed index annuity or cash value life insurance product or something of that nature may fit or be a proper strategy for a potential, you know, client, and when looking at different types of scenarios and this, that, and the other. So we get paid commissions from the general funds of the insurance companies that we use on the A. Roberts & Associates side. So again, there are two ways that we make monies, make revenue for the firms that we represent. Mm-hmm. We have to have full disclosure. So again, transparency, integrity, making sure we have no conflicts of interest that might yep. be out there because of who knows what. I mean, you know, I can't think of a time that it's ever came up where we had a conflict of interest, but I'm not yeah. saying it couldn't possibly.
Sure.
So those are things that we need to look at. And again, Tony, what we talk about most every show, again, retirement planning has many different facets. I call it holistic planning, but you know, it's just not about income and the preservation and hopefully growth of your wealth. It's understanding how much risk you may be comfortable with. It's understanding taxes. How's inflation going to affect me down the road? Is long-term care something that's prevalent, or is it just something you don't really think that much about? How do I want to leave my stuff to others or my loved ones or possibly to, you know, an entity or a charity that's near and dear to me? And then again, Tony, as we take care of all the financial retirement planning components, it is awfully important to have your legal retirement planning components in place as well. So again, have you got a will? Has the will been updated? You know, your power of attorney documents and limited and full medical directives, and then possibly maybe some simple trust and things like that. So we're not attorneys, but we do have several estate planning attorneys we work with that we refer to that treat our clients very, very well. And a lot of times if we refer them to these estate planning attorneys, because we've gathered a lot of the information they need, they'll cut a break to our clients on their fees and things like that. So that's most appreciated. But yeah, it's just things like that that go into making what I consider to be a well-rounded advisor that is looking out for our clients' best interest at all times. And, and even now, I mean, it's real easy to do reviews, Tony, when the market's up 20%, but, you know, having conversations, you know, over the last 30, 45, 60 days, when the market's been, you know, playing its a roller coaster, those are a little bit more exact. And then again, when you have a lot of people thinking about retiring right now and their portfolio's down, it's sort of like, well, is this a good time to maybe be getting and leaving my place of work and taking my 401k with me or taking my TSP with me when it's, you know, it's down 10%. Maybe, but should I wait for it to come back up? My answer to that is this. If your 401k and TSP are down 10%, well, guess what? Some of the strategies we use are down 10% also. Okay. It's not rocket science out there. Everybody's got a blue chip US high dividend growth fund.
Sure.
So again, if that's what you're invested with TSP, we can bring it over, put it in the same type of strategy with us. And when the market starts to go back up, then guess what? Our portfolios are going to go back up. So you're not going to lose out by moving and doing things like that. So, and I guess the last thing, Tony, is being a good listener, being somewhat empathetic, you know, to understanding people's needs, their values, their financial concerns, finding out what maybe has gone on in their life that has shaped them into, you know, being and looking for things with their preservation or wealth or income. I've got some clients, Tony, as you well know, they care less about leaving money to the kids. And I've got other clients that want to leave the world to their kids and grandkids and things of that nature right there. Both plans are okay. Both plans are correct because guess what? It's your money. You get to decide what you want to do.
Right.
With it. We're here is to help you get there and help it make it a little bit easier to make those things happen. And that's what we try to do.
Yeah, I think that's great. And obviously, you really look at each individual and get to know people. I like that, you know, understanding somebody before offering advice, that's what you have to do. And that's what you work so hard to do is get to know people so you know what advice to give them. You're not going to meet with somebody once and after hours, an hour say, oh yeah, you got to do this and this. Let's write up the papers. You know, you've got to figure it out. You've got to look everything over. You've got to run some reports and you've got to get a full plan in place, right?
Well, I call it going through our process, Tony. It's maybe it's coincidence, not a coincidence, but I had a client called me this morning whose mother was our client. His mother just recently passed away. Mm. And he said, Tony, I've got this money coming to me. And said, you know, if I wanted you to do something with it, what would you suggest doing? And I sort of looked at him and his first name was John. I said, the first thing I would do is bring you in and let's talk about going through our process.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how this amount of money, because he's not a client of mine, but maybe he will be, I don't know. But I don't know about inheriting this amount of money from his mother, how that's going to fit in overall to what he needs it to do for him.
Yeah.
And his family. So I said, I can't really give you any recommendations on what to do with this until I sort of get a better scope of what you need it to do for you.
Yeah.
And again, that's just going through our process of, you know, having to sit down, collecting some information and data, building out some reports and strategies and doing some modeling to see how this thing maybe needs to work along with everything else that he's got. And then that gives me the better way of being, well, again, back to what we started talking about earlier today, being that fiduciary of giving the advice to him that I think is working in his best interest at all times. So, again, that is part of what it takes to work with people. And, and I was guilty of this early on. Somebody walk in the door and say, Tony, I got $100,000. And man, I'm just like, oh my gosh, here's $100,000. Let's go do this with it. But as you've gotten older and try to figure it out, it's not just about doing a transaction. It's about having a relationship with the people that you're working with so that you're making sure and taking care of them. And
exactly.
That's what's important. That's what's important to look in for things out there. And again, you know, as we talk about things, we've mentioned this several times in the past, you know, there are certain big brokerage houses and investment firms out there that when a client looks to their advisor at these firms and said, hey, look, taxes are going to be a big, big hit on me in retirement. Can we talk about some tax strategies? And they are basically told from higher ups, you will not talk about tax to your clients. Again, part of some of the ability of us being an independent firm is that we can talk to our clients about different tax strategies. I'm not a CPA. I'm not a tax attorney. But again, in doing this for 40 years, I know there's six or seven different alternatives out there that can possibly save you money on tax.
Sure.
Is it my job to bring it up to my client and see if any of those maybe make sense or resonate with them? Yeah, I think it is. And if some of them do make sense and resonate, then guess what? Let's get your CPA or let's get your tax attorney on the line. Let's have a conversation with them saying, hey, look, this is what we're thinking about doing. Does it make sense? Or shoot some holes in it. You know, tell us why we shouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But at least give them some feedback and have some conversation about, you know, taxes and the other things like that. So,
yep.
Again, it's part of what we do. We enjoy doing it. I've had a tremendous life in this industry. Like I said, this is our 40th year. I enjoy doing it. So as long
you
as
you must
I'm
have started when
it,
you were 10.
I did. I started when I was, I think maybe even before I was born, Tony. Yeah, sure I did.
If 40 years. Holy cow. You don't look a day over 50. So
yeah, I know it. Thank you, my friend. I wish my thinning hairline would also agree with that comment, but it doesn't.
Well, great show today. And that's just it. I mean, you've got to do what's in your client's best interests. And of course, discussing taxes and how they're going to affect your retirement income, that's you wouldn't be doing what's in their best interests if that wasn't part of the plan. That's for sure. So now, Tony, we need to wrap up. But before we do, I know some of our listeners and viewers will have questions. I know some of them want to know, hey, how do I get these reports run? You're offering a no charge, no obligation consultation. How can they get a hold of you to set that up?
Well, there's several different ways, Tony. They can go out to arobertsassociates.com, go out to our website, and they can reach us. There's several different ways in our website that you can contact us and reach us. Call the office direct at 888-955-3665. Again, that's 888-955-3665. Go out to, you can email us at info@abundantretirementplanning.com. Again, abundantretirementplanning.com. So again, there's many, many ways that people can reach out. You can text us, you know, text us at 502-632-3339. And just say, hey, Tony, I heard you on your podcast and would like to maybe set up a time to get with you, whatever the case may be. So, again, we cover all bases, and we always enjoy having people to reach out to us. You're exactly right, Tony. It usually runs into two complimentary meetings with me. The first one, we're sort of finding out a little bit about each other, maybe gathering some data so we can run some of these models out to get an idea of whether or not we can help each other or not. That second meeting, we're introducing some of that relevant data back to them and looking at the modeling. And at the end of the second meeting, if you just, you know, you shut your portfolio and say, Tony, thank you, and you walk out the door, that's okay. That's fine. Yeah. But a lot of times people will sit there and say, you know what? Nobody is talking to me about these issues. Nobody's helping me. Nobody's addressing the things that I need them to address. And you seem to be bringing that to the table. I appreciate it. And what do we need to do to go farther and start having that advisor client relationship? So these are all things that you get in those first couple of meetings by coming in and sitting down with us.
That's great. Awesome. Well, I think that's great. And once again, you can go to the website, arobertsassociates.com or 888-955-3665. Thanks, Tony. Thank you, listeners and viewers. That does it for today's episode of Abundant Retirement with our host, Tony Roberts.
Thank you for joining us for Abundant Retirement. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Tony Roberts at A. Roberts Associates at 888-955-3665. 3665 or visit arobertsassociates.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of Abundant Retirement.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.